Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah. five years and my life is still trying to get a back great big hula of hope for a destination.
Surprising and a lot of other things we'll talk about here in a little bit and stuff. But Russell, how you doing, brother? Virgil can't come in on the show tonight because he's got some stuff going on, but my nephew may join us here a little later. But how you been? You surviving?
No, I guess that's a good word for it. No, just hanging out. Weather's gone stupid down here in Texas. That's about it. It's just been a lot of stuff going on. I've kind of been, buried, doing some research and things. And y'all have to excuse my voice. I'm going through my yearly laryngitis thing, I guess.
Same here. I've been fighting it. Our weather has been kind of screwed up, too. I thought I'd rather turn the AC on or the heater on. So. That's how screwed up it is.
Yeah.
But I had a surprising week. Almost delivered my grandson. Didn't know daughter-in-law was pregnant. She didn't know she was pregnant, and I had taken her to urgent care to the doctor's office because she was complaining of having her legs were swollen and hurting, and we thought it might have been diabetes because it runs pretty strong in her family. And well. I was laughing at her because the way she was screaming, as I was texting her to the doctor, I go, are you sure that ain't labor pain? She goes, I'm not pregnant. I go, okay, but I'm going to laugh if you are. And sure enough, when she comes out of the doctor's office, she goes, I'm pregnant. I go, see, I told you. She goes, doctor, hospital, now. I go, okay. So, poof, I had a grandson. So, and he's healthy, believe me. So that was my exciting week. But you can imagine the surprise on her face. The look on her face, Russell, was so priceless, I'll never forget it. But yeah, because she had we just had a jet like about 12 months ago, so it was like really close together, and stuff. But it's like, and it does happen. Women sometimes can't tell when they're pregnant or not pregnant, and it does happen to some and everything. But luckily we caught this, or else that baby would have been born at the house,
That was
the exciting week I had, that they're finally home and doing good. Yeah, I tell you, we said a while back, brother, that they're going to throw everything at us that they can, and here they are. They're doing it. They're throwing it all after it right now.
Oh, yeah, it's been absolutely insane, some of the stuff that's been going on. what really gets me is it's like right now, this time we're living in, it's like the Twilight Zone meets the zombie apocalypse, or maybe 1984 meets New World Order. It's just incredible what we're watching happen. And, of course, we called all this stuff long before it happened, but, you've got passports now. internment camps are popping up. Even the churches have sold out their flocks, mm-hmm. Bob the pervert Saget, I probably shouldn't have said that on the air, but he was bragging about getting his booster shot and stuff, then went and did a show and dropped dead in his hotel room. After bragging about just getting a booster, we've got young, healthy people and athletes dropping dead faster, than Michael Moore can wolf down a Big Mac, people are suddenly dying, you know, unexpectedly. And the media is just gaslighting the American people on all of this, you know. And,
oh, yeah. They're blaming the unvaccinated people. They're going after all of us. And we said this was going to happen, too. I mean, you know, and Carmelita called me Saturday, and we were talking about Washington, D.C. Did she call you and tell you about what was going on up there? With passports and everything.
Did I was working Saturday. But you know, but great, you know, the media, you know, like I said, gaslighting the American people while villainizing anyone who questioned what is happening. You know, but and here's where it gets really dangerous, I think. Joseph, they're losing control of the narrative. And that's very, very scary, man. I'm beginning to believe that we're living in the most dangerous time in the history of mankind or the world anyway, you know. So basically,
well,
you know, they've admitted that the they've just come out again admitting that the jab is ineffective, masks don't work, COVID tests can't differentiate between the common flu and COVID. You know, and the question is, Fauci going to pull out of his deep freeze of surprises next?
Right.
You know, Fauci will eventually be tried and hung along with Bill Gates as two of the biggest mass murderers in the history of mankind. I mean, what we're watching.
I think the whole administration, you know, will be, including the CDC. I think what I'm seeing right now, Russell, and me and Carmelita talked about this the other day, too. People are waking up. Finally, they're waking up. A little too late, but they're waking up. And you're going to see such a change. And that's why these Democrats are fighting right now, as we said they would. They're going to fight us to the death. This is a fight to the death.
Well, you know, well, I agree with that to a certain extent. You know, really what it boils down to numbers. 20% of the U.S. actually understands and know what's going on, okay?
Right.
30% of the United States is what I call now COVIDian. These people are brainwashed. There's nothing you're ever going to do to change their minds. You know, and then you have the, and then you have the other 50% out there. Now, these motherfuckers are the me, mine, it's all about me type, you know, and that comes in all ages and ranges and stuff. And I think, some people believe that these guys are reachable, you know, that, you know, you put enough truth out there, more things become blatantly evident. That some of these people are going to swing. And I really just don't know if I believe that is true.
Well, that's what I've seen, and that's what me and Carmelita.
Because what they are is nothing but compliant, Joseph. You know,
yeah.
If I just do what they tell me to, they'll leave me alone. Well, guess what? That's not going to happen. But Stalin and Hitler, Castro, these people don't care anything about human life, man. Remember I think it was July last year, Temperament Patty, a.k.a. Jan Psaki, stated that the federal government would put together strike teams to go door-to-door to enforce the vaccine mandate. All right. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, December, Washington State put out ads to hire strike team leaders. You know, you can find these videos on YouTube and stuff like that. Just do a little research and find them. You know,
I posted some of that with the encampments here in the United States that's being put up, and they are hiring UN troops to go do the door-to-door knocking. There was a video I posted on that and stuff.
I didn't see what, you don't hire UN troops, okay? So there's a flaw in that anyway. But what you do need to be alarmed about right now, the U.S. Army has a huge exercise running in 12 to 25 counties in North Carolina, depending on what source you use. And they are training these young troops to engage seasoned fighters, seasoned meaning patriots. So right now, they're out there training full speed to come get you. And that's what they're going
to do. Well, that's what they tried to do in Maryland just about a couple days ago. They tried to pull that. And the governor there, you know, he got some backlash and pulled back. But, you know, it's just like what you and Virgil has been talking about with this coming. They've had enough time to put all this together and everything, you know, and we see it coming.
Well, you know, well, right now in Washington State, bill number WAC 246-100, it's not law yet. It's in the House. It just passed the House and headed to their Senate, which would allow armed health officers to remove, a.k.a. kidnap people from their homes for being a health threat and being held in internment camps without representation. So just like Stalin or Hitler, Castro, or anybody else, they're coming after their political enemies, right?
Yeah.
But they're using the excuse the health risk to do it. Now, this whole plan is nothing new. It's nothing new at all. It's nothing that kicked off in the last year or anything like that. This script, long-held plan, is becoming our reality. They've been working on this year. Everybody remembers Agenda 21, right? Well, guess right. This is 22. All right. Yeah, without Hitler, without Hillary being elected, it threw them 4 years behind schedule. And they are pissed, man. So basically, and they will wipe out their, and these people are so inherently evil. I don't think people understand how evil these people are. But they will not stop as long as they have power. They are going to come. And what we're going to have here against patriots and Christians is Holocaust American style. And all the stuff that we talked about coming that we warned and begged people to listen, okay? The northern provinces to Australia right now, being jabbed is now mandatory to even be able to go to work. You know, this will spread, man. No jab, no work, no shopping, et cetera. We've already heard the mayor of D.C. come out and tell people, now, don't forget, if you're going to be out, make sure you have the walking papers on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this shit going on in Australia. We have this law in the House in Washington, D.C. Right here in Texas, we had a pastor and a parent arrested at a school board meeting for domestic terrorism for speaking out against against them, you know. And the thing now, Mike Adams wrote about this, man, somebody that I really like follow, man. And he's generally spot on with his data. You know, I mean, it's all kind of a history. Nothing out there you haven't heard before from us. But Mike recently wrote about an insurance company that will stay nameless, who stated that in the 18 to 64-year-old group, all right, deaths are up 41% this year.
Oh, yeah.
And most of those people that are being hospitalized have been jabbed, have had the boosters and stuff like that. Like I said, they're losing the narrative on this, man. And people aren't as afraid. The fear factor has become damn near non-existent. So, I mean, you've got to think, okay, now they got to do something to keep this going, to keep taking liberty and freedom for us. So here's what, all right, and I'm going to go out there on the limb, man, on this one, Joseph, okay? Okay. They got to do something now to bring the fear factors back up. And if they have no use for human life in general and stuff like that, I think that what Fauci is going to pull out his freezer of doom there is going to be something along the hemorrhagic fever. We've had it break out in China, and it appears to have broken out here in the U.S. Okay, now, let's go back to COVID for just a second here. First and foremost, the Wuhan virus was weaponized, all right? Started in North Carolina, went through China, Gates, Fauci, Pfizer. And, you know, they own the patents on this stuff, okay? You know, there is no telling what Fauci has in his freezer doom there, man. And China media has already came out and stated that with their bioweapon, they have defeated the U.S. Okay, so China figures were done. You know, so here you have something break out like the hemorrhagic fever, man. And you've got blood flowing from orifices and, you know, people dropping in the streets. And, you know, the media's going to be all over this, man. And that fear factor with something like that is going to go right back through the roof. And that'll be the pudding on it. America will just surrender all their rights to be saved. You know, now, I mean,
like I said in the beginning, brother, you know, they're going to do whatever it takes, even to the death. This is to the death. And, you know, like we said, you know, with these virus after virus coming, like you just said, who knows what Fauci's going to have up his sleeve, you know?
Okay, now, I'm being told. Now, this is unverified by me personally, okay? But I am being told that there are 6,500 cases of the hemorrhagic fever here in the U.S. already. And those people aren't in quarantine. the powers that be are allowing these people infected with biologically enhanced weaponized virus to move freely about the country infecting people, you know? Of course, you know, people sitting there now going, well, that's just crazy, and I'm crazy, our government would never do anything like that. I've just got one thing to say to those people and stuff. Why don't you go ask some Native Americans about how the U.S. government care of them, you know.
Hey, we had one on the show, and we asked her, what did she say, Russell? What did she tell us? We had her on the show. You remember?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's really important to you to pass on and for you to know and really think about it and take it to heart that this is not a normal time or era or period, whatever you want to call it, okay? I think that the vast majority of people fail to see how inherently evil these people are. I mean, you know, the globalists, the elitists, the Luciferians, these people have pulled out all the stops. They pulled out all the stops. It's hammered down. And they're absolutely going for it, you know. And the Bible.
Yeah, look at the global protesting going on around the globe right now over this, Russell. I mean, it's not being reported. You know, I'm seeing this on YouTube and posting it, but everywhere the people are waking up, realizing, hey, you know, this ain't right and stuff. So they're protesting it, but they're being killed too doing it. You know, and everything.
Oh yeah, because they've allowed themselves to be disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, it's just, and, you know, and that's just the bullshit going on here. You know, we haven't even started talking about the international scene yet. I mean, I think, you know, all these different chat groups have always seemed to think they had everything figured out and stuff like that. But, you know, unless we are directly attacked now, which is possible because we don't know for a fact that our current administration gave the location of all our strategic missile locations to our enemies. Yeah. We know that this administration has armed ISIS to the teeth. We now know that China's got their hand in Afghanistan and in Saudi Arabia right now, of all places. Putin just met with the Secretary of State, and, you know, they said that the quote that came to the media was that this guy's a fucking idiot. You know, you got Russia fixing to roll into Ukraine. You've got Iran rushing to complete their nuclear weapons. You've got China and Saudi Arabia aiding them with missile development.
Got Israel on the
sideline. You know, China's becoming more emboldened every day. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy out there. Nobody has any respect for the military. You know, talking to Carmelita and stuff like that, the military's been degraded so quickly that, you know, it's kind of scary to what things are even left there at this point.
It's insane. I mean, that's like, you know, I don't know. It's flabbergasting, but yet, you know, I am seeing people waking up, you know, kind of start, just some are still in the zombie state, but, you know, and everything, but it's just like, what the fuck? That's all I can say, you know. I'm back here just kicking back, watching everything unfold, and my friends are asking me, you know, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm like, what we've been telling you is going to happen is already happening. What more can we say?
Yeah. That's just about it. And the thing is, unless there's a direct attack on the U.S., which Israel being ground zero, it could happen. I mean, in all reality, the first shots of World War III have already been fired between Russia, NATO, and the U.S., you know, and I don't know what the hell North Korea is doing over there, you know. I'm not too concerned about them. China's become more emboldened and stuff. But, you know, unless there's a direct attack, you're not going to have some big shit hits the fan moment. They're not going to, like, round up all the troops and take them to the East Coast and go, okay, y'all push to the West Coast, take everybody's weapons and stuff. You know, and those people believe something like that is going to come are sadly mistaken. I've said this 100 times before. I'll say it once again. They will come for each person individually. They will come for each group individually. And when they come, their first priority, let's just put it to you like that, they'd rather remove you in a body bag than have to take you to a camp or a jail or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there you are. If you're a Christian, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a Trump supporter, which I've lost a lot of faith in that guy, but you are their enemy. You are their enemy, and they will, and they are going to come for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, look what they're doing with these political figures now, the Oath Keepers, the Patriots, and stuff now. They're going rounding them up and everything, you know.
Yep.
And it's but the thing is, we still outnumber. I mean, look at all the guns we own here in the United States.
Yeah, but there's nothing organized. You know, these guys that are being taken down there, are their neighbors stepping up, coming to aid their neighbors? Well, no, it ain't me. We'll just stay here. You know, and then the next group they come from will be, you know, your other neighbor. And by the time it comes for them to come for you, there's nobody left to stand beside you or whatever. So you go down too. And that's exactly how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
All these people.
The way I see it, these big invasion theories
and all this stuff. They're so wrapped up and stupid that it's got to hurt something. You know,
that's not how it comes down to just me. I want to see how many I can take with me when they do come. You know, I'm ready for it. I'm like Carmelita. I'm itching and I'm ready, you know, and everything. But, but anyhow, my nephew's going to call in here just a little bit. But, you know, it's just, oh, my gosh, man. I mean, even my best friend, she was like, dude, everything you have said comes true. You need to watch what you say. I go, why? I go, we're warning people. We know what we're talking about, you know. And she's like, I know. But she goes, She goes, it's scary. She goes, you guys have been spot on and everything. And she's one of those that regrets taking the jab. She took the first jab. And I talked to her the other day, and she is so sick. Russell, she is so sick with COVID after getting the jab. She regrets. And everything. She was okay.
Oh, yeah.
For that. You know, so. But she does listen to us, but she did make that mistake. And she's the one I told you that her ex-husband now that went in and got the booster shot and ended up getting his legs fucked up and everything over it, you know, and stuff. But, I do know people, Russell knows people, Virgil knows people. We've had people that we know that got vaccinated that ended up getting fucked up very badly.
Yeah, and you got to remember that, too. This vaccine's only been out for years. And a year, maybe a little bit longer than a year, but not much more than that.
About a year and a half.
The thing is that we don't know really what's going on, except what story gets out here and there. Nothing you're getting from the media can be trusted. But I heard a very interesting thing that was pretty fucking scary. So,
I've got my nephew,
you know,
and I'm going to bring him in while you talk. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Uncle Willie, how y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good, Joseph. Thank you for coming on the show and everything. We'll let Russell finish real quick, and then we'll get to you, okay?
All right. Well, thanks for having me. Hey, nice to meet you, Russell.
Nice to meet you, Joe. As I was saying, they found an interesting way to try to check it. So, you know, the data and everything that compiled for you shows on average day, X amount of Americans die, okay?
Right.
Now, in the last year, that number has increased significantly because we know more people are dying that have had shot, on and on. But, and I don't know how they tell from how one from another or anything like that. But from the U.S., over the last year, 4.8 to 5 million phone numbers have been completely deactivated. We're not talking about people not paying their bill, the phone getting turned off. We're talking about numbers doing that. That puts the death toll in the U.S. about 41% over what it normally is. So, I mean, you know, you're talking a huge increase there. And China, as many as 50 million numbers. Now, I don't know exactly how the math and all that works and how they figure out which is what and what is what on that thing, but if they're only 50% right, that's some pretty scary fucking numbers.
Right. Well, I think what it is on that is that, with this data and everything, they know who gets the jab. Who got the real jab and who got the placebo? So I think that's the data that they're going by, because they know who got it and who didn't. You know, and if you remember, that's what was going on and everything. And
so, you know, it's
they're calculating on. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but generally people realize how inherently evil this is, and we're talking. I mean, even the Bible said, you know, that the devil would have control of the earth, and men's heart will stop from fear, you know, from the things they will see. And, we're in all that mess. happened, and
you
know,
what do you think about all this? I know you and I talked a couple of times, and you're getting ready to start your podcasting here pretty soon, and congratulations on that. But what is what is that, Dusty? I mean, tell us what I know. You live, where is it you live? You're living at now? Is it Wisconsin?
No, I live in Southern Illinois, and you know how Illinois is. We take a lot of backlash when it comes to, like, things happening in Chicago. It'll trickle down through, like, the southern parts of the state, and we'll see that affect us. But, yeah, it's affected us in many different ways.
Like, job-wise, I mean, I know you and I talked about that, too, and everything, you know, job-wise and stuff. Has it affected your household like it has everybody else, or?
Well, since this whole pandemic started, I haven't really skipped a beat on the job part. Now, for many other people, I can't say the same.
I mean, are you seeing any? What kind of restrictions are? How is your governor reacting to all this? Is it? You know, which side of the line does it fall on? Is it COVIDian or? Somewhere out there, La La Land with the rest of the sheep.
Well, I mean, you see from an outside perspective what the governor's doing, and like any other Democratic governor, I mean, he's playing the rules for thee and not for me. So you see that everywhere, and that's the hypocrisy on the Democratic Party. But yeah, it's affecting almost everybody in Illinois as it affects me. You know, like I said, I haven't really missed a beat when it comes to not having a job because the industry that I chose, you know, it's always booming. And, you know, I spoke with the guys that are in that industry and they said the same thing. You know, look what's happening at the time and what jobs are available. And, you know, you wouldn't have any problem. I didn't have no problem.
You know, and I'm kind of fortunate to a lot of that, too. Well, we're considered essential personnel, so, you know, we never really missed a beat. We had a couple slow spells there, but, I was able to go to work at least 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Same here. Well, my schedule is a little bit different, but as far as like restriction goes and whatnot, I haven't really, you know, been restricted. I from the get go, I knew that hey, the virus is a virus. It is what it is. But I didn't buy into the whole restrictions. You can't go here. You got to wear a face mask. And then fast forward a couple of years later to now. Where it's like, okay, vaccine mandates, you're being charged, surcharge on your insurance if you don't have the jab. Look at what's happening in Utah. They're trying to get the military to restrict the movements of their citizens because they don't have the jab. But like I said, I haven't really paid attention that's kind of terrible to say. I have been paying attention, but since my schedule is the way it is, I just kind of didn't buy into that BS rhetoric that they're trying to push on everybody in the world, you know?
Right.
So I'm kind of the one standing up. Go ahead. Yeah.
Here, we basically told our governor she can go F herself, you know, because we're haven't followed any restrictions that she's laid out because everybody's still open. Nobody's wearing masks except for Santa Fe. Stay away from Santa Fe because you got to have your passports to go anywhere up there.
That's ridiculous. That is completely totalitarian. Germany did in the 40s. Or I'm sorry, the 30s, the 1930s. Come on now.
Even what we did here in the 40s with our Japanese citizenry, putting them in the internment camps and stuff, you know. look at Australia, Germany. The mayor of D.C. came out on live TV just
D.C. has some very nasty restrictions.
It's going out. Don't forget to take your walking papers. I don't exactly know what fucking walking papers are, but she was sure proud to announce you better have them on you.
Whenever I first seen that in Australia, I was like, man, we need to liberate that country. And I'm like, that's what happened in Germany in the 40s. We need to go liberate Australia, but you're still swiping with your thumb up, and oh, there's China doing it. Oh, well, we need to go liberate those guys too. This is, you know, this is crazy. There's two countries. Keep scrolling. Who else is doing that? Yeah.
So it's a lot everywhere.
It's nuts.
It is. It is absolutely crazy.
And this, this was pre-planned years ago in advance, you know. And
right. I was listening to the beginning of the show, and like you said, this all happened. What did they say? The time? What did you say, Russ? The 90s, the early 90s, whenever Clinton was in office.
Yeah,
that this was taking place.
That's when the plan was first put into focus. You see. And then with the election of Obama, there was a 16-year plan to bring the United States under the New World Order. It was 8 years of Obama, then there were supposed to be 8 years of Hillary Clinton. And she would have finished.
Seen how that worked.
But, as I said earlier, Trump fucked that all up for them, okay? If you remember Agenda 21, this was supposed to be a signed, sealed, delivered deal last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the elites are getting antsy, your corporate handlers, you know, work the strings on our politicians and stuff, getting impatient. China's becoming more brazen because they basically sold us to China over the years. I mean,
we're in so much debt with them. It's how do you pay that off? You know, every billionaire, trillionaire in the world won't be able to touch that debt.
You know, I mean, with what Millie and Biden did in the Middle East there, our F-35s are compromised. Fuck, man, parts of our most sophisticated defensive and offensive
You're talking about the Afghanistan issue over in Kabul.
China. And, you know, you don't think China put a back door into that shit, man? I mean, we are literally fucked. They now know where all our strategic nuclear silos are.
Now, this is just a theory of mine. Do you feel or do you think that somebody's really gearing up for war? You know, something's happening with all these movements between China, Russia. What is Korea doing now? I haven't really heard anything about them. But, you know, look at the things that are happening in all these countries as far as the lockdowns, the military movement. Something's going to happen here.
I actually believe that the first shots of World War III have already been fired between Russia, Ukraine, NATO, and us, you know. Hell, we just had a I forget what class it is now, submarine that fires the hyper-missiles and stuff in U.S. waters. They're always playing catch me, fuck me up there in Alaska, you know, the Russian Air Force and our boys. And if it does really kick, it'll either, ground zero will either be Ukraine, but I still think ground zero is going to be Israel. Iran is rushing ahead. Last I heard, they could be close as 30 days to having a nuclear warhead. And I'm telling you that Israel will have to light them up, and that could be the nucleus of it all. You know, that's just me extrapolating, but
well, fingers crossed that that doesn't happen. I'm not equipped to go overseas and start liberating.
Right. But if you look at this is also,
but the severity of it is just—it's an intense standoff throughout the world, and what's going to happen next? It's, you know, Jessica and I, William's niece. You know, we sit and we see this every day, and what are we going to do? You know, she's got those questions. What if? What happens? What do we do? And, you know, I try to secure that as best as possible by saying, hey, that might not happen here, but everybody says that. Look what's going on. It's happening.
Well, she'll tell you, I've been trying to teach her since she was little, you know, to be prepared for stuff like this and everything, including my son and everything, you know, but what if is always going to be there, because once the shit hits the fan, you know, it's going to be chaotic.
Well, like you said, they already fired the first shots, you know, it might not have been a live round, but don't you think the virus was a shot? Come on now, a biological weapon dropped on the world. You can't start the firing, but like, oh, hey, I need the firemen to put this out. That's what they dropped this virus on the world, and oh, now we got to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, and you got to wonder why more people aren't enraged, because we know Fauci was involved in the weaponization of this stuff, that this virus started in North Carolina, just like I said, and everybody was like, research started in North Carolina, from there funneled through Fauci to Wuhan with U.S. dollars to weaponize it. And, you know, it's just amazing that accidental leak happened right there when all of China was leaving for their New Year vacation, you know, and stuff, traveling the world. You know, that was kind of interesting how that all just kind of coincided together. And then you have, and as far as this Omicron and Delta, I believe that was pretty much straight up bullshit. Because if you go ahead and find Rockefeller's Island, the island to the, I think, west of it, is the Omicron Island, and the one to the west of it is Delta Island,
mm-hmm.
or to the east of it. I'm sorry. That's just coincidental stuff that makes you go, what the hell? But ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of going on out there, and I'm going to reiterate this one more time, gentlemen, and I'll let y'all have it because I got to go. But
go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Let it rip.
These people, the enemy of our country, within our country, okay, these people are not stupid. And I see so many people out there going, oh, they're dumb and Muppets and this and that and one thing or another. These people are not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
These people are criminally insane, and they absolutely mean to enslave the world and confirm their seats at the table of the powerful. This is 1984 happening before your eyes, before your very eyes. And mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you right now, keep your head on the swivel. These people are dangerous. And if you're speaking out, they will come for you one way or another. And, you know, with that, that's pretty much all I've got, guys. I'm going to have to blast out of here.
Well, you take care.
You too. Thank you for coming on the show, and maybe have you on here again. We'll give you some on-hand training.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I'll be kicking off that podcast here in a couple of weeks. You know, we're still on the drawing board about it, but I wanted to be sure about what we're going to put out into the world because you don't want to look stupid.
Right. Well, like I said,
that's me being the performance side. You know, I was a drummer. I was on stage, and I'd always get stage fright. So, you know, you want to get all the kinks out and the little know-hows and the ins and outs. So that's
Right. Amazing pleasure meeting you, Joe. Come back on, visit with us, and I got to get out of here. Good night, America.
All right, brother, you be careful. And, Joe, you tell Jesse not to worry. I mean, you know, the what ifs, that's always going to be there. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, I help you out as much as you can. I can remember my first show. I was so scared.
it is kind of, I don't want to say nerve-wracking, but I am, you know, I'm a little nervous, and everybody always is. Like I said, I remember the first time on stage, I was super nervous. I'm like, I hope I got this right. And anyway, you just go for it, you know, go for
it. And that's what I did. But I had hands-on training. I had my good friend, country singer, Christy Lane, taught me everything about broadcasting. She trained me and what to do and everything. And that helped a little bit, you know, and stuff. So, but I was still scared shitless.
Here we are
almost 15 years later. We're still on air.
Nice, going strong. Well, I had a buddy in high school. He went to the broadcasting communications class up here at our local community college, and he actually works for ESPN Radio over in St. Louis. So I kind of took what he learned and, you know, some of the tips that he gave me, and we'll see what, you know, if working for him,
yeah.
You know.
You know, and I'll throw you some guests when you need them and everything, because we've had some good guests on this show and stuff, you know.
I like to meet people. Oh, yeah.
Sounds good. But all right, my friend. Well, I'm going to upload this broadcast here on Spotify and iHeartRadio here in just a little while and everything. We will be back tomorrow night and stuff. So, Joe, you be careful out there on the river as you start your job again if you're on the boat.
All righty. Thank you, Uncle Willie, for having me. All right.
And we'll go ahead and close the show. So all of you, good night. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man. Now I'm